Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. By the way, did I give you the other one yet? Hallelujah. That's the church that brought you there facing the giants. That's the church that brought you flywheel. Amen. That's a Baptist church. And if they can praise God like that, then we ought to get our praise on here this morning. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All over the world today, people are celebrating Palm Sunday. Amen. I want to talk to you just a few minutes about Palm Sunday today and to come. And to come. I want to read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 1 through 11. Listen to it carefully. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come unto Bethage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And straightway he shall send them. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so when he was come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no doubt in anyone's mind when they saw him coming, riding on that foal of an ass, and people crying, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David, that it was a fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy. Amen. Jesus did so much and said so much that he included that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet. Can you say amen? If you want to convince someone of a different faith, a different belief system, that Jesus is the true and living God, particularly those of the Jewish culture, amen, you get them to believe their own Old Testament prophets. Amen. Because Jesus fulfilled every one of those prophecies perfectly. Zechariah 9, verse 9 and 10 in the Old Testament said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from river even unto the ends of the earth. Now, I want to make a statement here. Listen carefully. The long-awaited Messiah had come, the King of Israel. And not just of Israel, but of all the earth and the universe. Jerusalem would be his capital city. From here, he would rule the world in peace and righteousness. What a day this was. Someone said how their hearts must have pounded in their chest. And must not their hands have been sweaty like warriors in readiness just before the bugle sounds to battle? How would he do it? Would he whip up the enthusiastic crowds and storm the Roman Praetorium, a people's revolution? Or would he call down fire from heaven to consume the enemies of God? Would any of his followers be lost in the struggle? The tension of that moment must have been tremendous. See, they didn't see the long range, far reaching, eternal consequences of what was about to take place. We see it in retrospect because we're looking back with the Word of God as our guide, and we understand that this cause for rejoicing was not going to leave them disappointed. They didn't understand. Because they thought he was going to lead an immediate revolution. that enough of people would rise up to overthrow Rome. And he would come with not just the power of the people and politics, but he would come with the supernatural anointing of God like Elijah. He could call fire out of heaven on those great Roman armies. Amen. And their expectations were very, very high when he fulfilled the prophecy, amen, of Zechariah. And their hopes were up. And when they shouted Hosanna on that first Palm Sunday, they really didn't understand. Really, when they shouted Hosanna, it was a plea for help. That's what it was. When we shout Hosanna now, it's not a plea for help. It's a praise because help has arrived. Amen? They were crying Hosanna, which means Lord help us. God saves. Save us now is really the cry. Save us now. But he didn't come to deliver them from Rome at that time. Amen? He came to deliver them from something, a kingdom far greater than the Roman Empire. Amen? A deliverance that would seal them for eternity and seal us with them. Praise God. They really didn't understand. Their high praises soon faded away when they saw him led away as a lamb to be slaughtered, to be tortured, crucified, and murdered. Their high hopes dashed. They were disillusioned and they were discouraged and they were angry. Everybody say they were angry. Amen. These praising people turned into an angry mob. Their hosannas turned to crucify him. Why did he lift us up? Get our hopes so very high and then dash them to pieces. They were angry. The disciples, the Jews, the devil and his minions didn't have a clue. They didn't know what was happening on that cross. We look back at the cross and we're so grateful for what happened on that cross. Can you say amen? We're looking back in retrospect with understanding our hosannas are different from their hosannas. Can you say amen? What they looked like, a cosmic defeat, was a cosmic victory, far greater than the immediate deliverance from Roman oppression. Amen. But they could not grasp the victory that Jesus would win in Jerusalem over sin, Satan, and death, and the enemies of righteousness and joy, that this victory would be won through his own horrible suffering and death. Nobody knew that. The Bible literally said if the princes of this world had known that truth, and what he was all about, what this was leading up to and would culminate in, they would have never, 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 never crucified the Lord of glory. Can you say amen? We're not just talking about Caesar's Rome and Pilate. We're talking about the rulers of the darkness of this world. Can you say amen? If the devil had known God's plan of salvation, he would have been the chief defender of Jesus. If anybody tried to shed any of his blood in any way and cause his death, the devil would have defended him. If the gods, if the rulers of this world had known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. And if those people had known what we know here today, they wouldn't have been so discouraged when he hung on that cross. They would have knew something big is happening here, bigger than deliverance from the Roman Empire at this particular time. Something better than the temporary deliverance from political and military oppression is about to take place. A spiritual deliverance from hell's influence and sin's consequence is going to take place on that cross. And if you don't get your praise on this morning, you don't deserve to celebrate Palm Sunday. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I don't know what your problems are, but I've been to the doctor's office, you know, several days in a row. I've been through a procedure where he wouldn't even let the nurse help him. When I'm supposed to go get the car, my dad's calling for me. He calls me at 7:30 in the morning to know if it's morning or night, to whether to take his morning pills or his night pills. Call me at 4. Was it this morning? My mornings are messed up. Yeah. I don't know. It's night and day with me. Amen. I never know. Oh, yeah. He called me at 4:30 in the morning to tell me my prayer worked. That God had helped him. And I was glad to hear it, but it could have waited. I said, oh, thank you, Dad. I'm so glad the Lord answered your prayer. I need to sleep sometime. I mean, I didn't come in the house till, you know, way after midnight. And so, Lord, I need to sleep. So as after one, praise God. But God is on the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. On Palm Sunday 2011, we have trusted Christ. We who have trusted Jesus as our Savior. We get it. We understand what was going to take place now. Amen. Hallelujah. Our hosannas simply don't fade. Glory to God. I want to remind you of something today. Amen. You may have prayed for things and things look like they're going into absolute reverse. And it may look like the devil is in absolute control, that he has triumphed in some way. Amen. Listen, if you'd have been in that crowd, you'd be one of those fading hosannas. Can you say amen? Because it didn't go like they thought. Amen. They understood the prophecy to be he's going to come and overthrow Rome and take over and call fire like Elijah down out of heaven, destroy those mighty armies of Rome. Jerusalem is going to be raised up as the mightiest nation in the world, and God is going to use this nation to bring his covenant to the world. Wrong! Jesus was going to be led away like a lamb dumb before his shearers. He opened not his mouth. Not only didn't he call fire down, he prayed on the cross for God to forgive them. And when they had their hopes raised as high as they were because the miracles had taken place, he was born in the right city. Amen. He was born of a virgin. All the prophecies fulfilled that would qualify him as the Messiah. But when they saw him on the cross, they said, this can't be the Messiah. This cannot be the Savior. And listen, I've seen Christians that used to shout and dance and run the aisles, but they prayed a prayer that wasn't answered either in a timely fashion or according to what they thought. Amen. I've seen people that talk their great faith until God doesn't come through and give them exactly what they want in the time frame that they wanted it. And those very people not only begin to waver in their faith, they begin to question their God. And you can see they're angry and they're angst. Some people come to me. I've had people in my own family come to me and said, I don't understand why God this and why God that. And I said, you'll have to take that up with him. I said, here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that he asked us, amen, if he loved us enough to give us his only begotten son, he asked us that we would trust him with our life, trust him with our future, trust him with our circumstances. Can you say amen? Amen. Get your mind off your circumstance for a minute. Get it back on that cross where Jesus died. Quit questioning his love. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Did you know something? That's not just a scripture about your faith not shaking. You got to love him with all your heart to trust him with all your heart. Can you say amen? But if you love him with all your heart, you can trust him with all of your heart. And the Bible asks us to trust unequivocally, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not to lean to our understanding, because you will have a hand raised to heaven one day and shake a fist at heaven the next. You say a Christian would never do that. You're wrong. I've seen people get so bitter, they backslid. My pastor that pastored the church where I was healed of cancer backslid because he got bitter because God did something in a way he couldn't understand and he just couldn't trust him through it. We need to trust that holds on to God even though everything looks like it's going in reverse. Because when God moves, God is sovereign. Nothing is out of control. Amen. It may seem like it. Somebody said, when in fear, when in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. Can you say amen? Somebody else said, if you can keep your head when everybody else is losing theirs, you probably don't understand the situation. Can you say amen? Listen to me. We do understand the situation. Amen. But God is a sovereign God. His plan of salvation was so mighty, nobody got it. Mary didn't get it. They were going to the tomb not to celebrate his resurrection, but to anoint his body. Amen. Wondering who would roll the stone away for them. Amen. Peter didn't go out there to celebrate the resurrection. He went out there to see if it was really empty. Amen. They didn't get it. The Jews didn't get it. The Sanhedrin didn't get it. The disciples didn't get it. His mama didn't get it. The minions of hell didn't get it. The devil didn't get it. For if the rulers of this world had known God's plan to save, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We, on Palm Sunday, we who've trusted Christ, we do get it. We now see the glory of the cross. We now glory in the cross. When we shout Hosanna in the highest today, we declare salvation has come. Deliverance is here. Right here, right now. Everybody say right here, right now. Did you know Jesus is right here, right now? Amen. Now, I know that don't mean much to some people, but it means an awful lot to me. That means if I was lost, I could be saved right here, right now. That means if I was sick, I could be healed right here, right now. That means if I was bound, I could be set free right here, right now. Can you say amen? Our English word, Hosanna, comes from a Greek word that comes from a Hebrew word. So if you go to find it in the Greek, you'll have to find it that it's a Greek rendering of a Hebrew word. It's not a Greek word, it's a Hebrew word. And it's the Hebrew phrase, Hoshiya na. Hoshiya na. Say that with me. Hoshiya na. That's the Hebrew phrase for the word Hosanna that they were crying. And that Hebrew phrase is found in one solitary place in the whole Old Testament. One place, and it's in the Psalms, or since this is Palm Sunday, I remember a man asking me a question at work, and he said, Pastor, can you tell me, when I used to work full time, he said, Pastor, can you tell me where this verse of Scripture is? He said, I know it's in the Old Testament, somewhere in the Palms. Can you say amen? So, and that was perfectly all right. I didn't even correct him. It's okay. Amen. I didn't want to correct him. I wanted to give him the answer from the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Somebody out there will correct him, I am sure. Can you say amen? Because if I miss it, I'm always corrected. And sometimes it's good correction. You know, just like people tell me that I pronounced that wrong and they help me with my pronunciation. I think the reason I have pronunciation problems is I watched too many Popeye cartoons growing up. Amen. Hoshiya, na. And it's found in Psalm 118 and verse 25. And it means save, please, or please save. It's a cry to God for help. Like when somebody shoves you off a diving board and you can't swim. You fall into the deep part of the pool and you come up hollering, help! Save me! Or if you were Hebrew, you would cry, Hoshiya, na! And what they were crying when he went into Jerusalem, amen, was that part of Hosanna. Lord, help us. We're under Roman tyranny. Help us. They didn't realize that he was going to help them. Amen, in a far greater way than just deliverance from Rome. But even the phrase changed in the Jewish culture. Hoshiya na, the meaning changed over the years. In the psalm, it was immediately followed by the explanation, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The cry for help was answered almost before it came out of the psalmist's mouth. And over the centuries, the phrase, Hoshiya, na, stopped being a cry for help in the ordinary language of the Jews. Instead, it became a shout of hope and exultation. It used to mean, please save, or save, please. But gradually, it came to mean, salvation has come. Can you say amen? There are a lot of people going to come for prayer. Christians and churches for various needs. And they're going to be praying that first understanding of Hosanna. Save us. Help us. Like the man who's drowning. Amen. But let me tell you something. If you got to believe when you come. Amen. The prayer of faith saves the sick. Whatever we ask in prayer, believing. We have to believe that salvation has come. Amen. That healing was accomplished at the cross. We're not coming to get God to do something. We're coming to receive something that God has done in His Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, give Him a hand clap today. Hallelujah. Salvation has come. Past tense. God doesn't have to decide. Amen. He's done it. He's won it at the cross. Amen. Wow, God is good today. I feel like shouting and dancing because I know that what I need is here right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to bombard heaven. Amen. I don't have to try to get God's attention. I don't have to try to persuade him to help me. Hallelujah. Salvation is come. Because Jesus has come. Jesus has died. Jesus has ascended, and Jesus has sat down. Why? Because it's done. Hallelujah. It's done. I heard a preacher preaching the other day, and on the seventh demo, I'd like to repackage his sermon and claim it as mine. Amen. On the seventh day, God rested. God's a spirit. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. He wasn't tired from creation. He couldn't be. God is a spirit. Can you say amen? I'm tired from preaching on Sunday. I can't imagine creating the universe and the earth and man. Hallelujah. Sometimes I want to nap after I eat. Just this here makes me tired sometimes. Can you say amen? As time goes on. Amen. Napping after you eat. Everybody goes to nap but me. The dogs go to sleep. Amen. Pamela goes to sleep. My dad calls me up. Says, hey, Bobby, you got a minute? I said, you mean an hour, don't you? And he keeps telling me to get some rest. He's up all night. When am I supposed to rest? Anyway, God is good. If I nod off on you, you just wake me back up and I'll finish. Listen to me today. God is so good. Salvation is here right now. Praise God. Amen. You know what it meant when he said he rested? I like that. He said it's because when he rested, it means all that he had set out to do, all that he had purposed to do, he had done. So he doesn't have to do anything else. It's not a matter of needing to build up his energy. It's a matter of the work being accomplished. Can you say amen? You know why Jesus sat down? Amen. Why he sat down? Because he don't have to do nothing else to save you, nothing else to heal you, nothing else to deliver you, nothing else to answer your prayer, nothing else to set you free. Can you say amen? It is finished means it is finished. And it wasn't finished, amen, until he rose completely from the dead, ascended on high, sat down at the right hand of God. And he said, I've given you everything you need to overcome and live in victory, and I'm going to sit here until my enemies be made my footstool. Woo! Somebody give God praise. We do not go out to get the victory. We go out to celebrate a victory that is already won at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You can see a lifeguard now responding, coming to save you. It's the bubbling over of a heart that sees hope and joy and salvation on the way and just can't keep it in. Can you say amen? So Hosanna means hooray for salvation. Say that with me. Hooray for salvation. Say it again. Hooray for salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's coming? No, it's here. Can you say amen? Everybody say it's here. It's here. Right here. Right, right now. Right now. Oh, say that again. Right here. Right, here. Right now. Right now. Don't ever think of God having to come down from heaven to save you. He's right here. Right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest means let all the angels in heaven join the song of praise. Salvation has come. The highest heavens sing that song. And the culmination of the Palm Sundays, all of these from the first one to the last one before Jesus comes, is that in heaven, we're going to be giving him the praise that we're giving him this Palm Sunday. I'm going to read it from Revelation 7 and verse 9. And I read you all those places in America and all those nations of the world that the gospel is going to through our ministry and others like it that are kingdom-oriented, Christ-centered. Can you say amen? Revelation 7, 9 through 10. Have you got your praise on? Did I ever give you that? I did, so we're ready. Praise the Lord. Listen to me carefully. And this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Can you say amen? Did I say they had palms in their hands? Some churches go and they buy these palms and they little ones, they give it out to the whole congregation. But today, instead of having those palms, because my dad wouldn't give me a break to go look for any, even though I thought about it after reading this scripture. Amen. How many's got palms on your hands? Amen. Let me see if you got a palm on your hand. Almost everyone. Some of you are pretty weird. Almost everybody. Can you say, how about palms on your paws? Can you say, man, let me see your paw this morning. Amen. All right. Now the person raised their hand. Go figure. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me. We can wave these in just a few moments. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But the Bible said, amen, this praise that is ordained of God. Amen. This praise on Palm Sunday was so ordained of God. The children began to cry out. Amen. And the disciples suppressed them. Amen. And you know what Jesus said? He said, let them alone. Amen. For if these, listen, let them alone, because have ye not read again? In the palms, can you say, man, that in the mouth of babes praise is perfected? This is pure praise. This is not religious reaction to a choir leader. Can you say, man, this is pure praise from the heart? And man looks on the outward appearance or our presentation of our faith, or but God looks directly into the heart. Can you say, man? And then he said something else extraordinary. Because at the appropriate time, God said, there's a time that I will be praised. And if you don't do it, if these hold their peace, this loud, boisterous crowd of shouting, dancing people, if they hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. Amen. I'll tell you, it would be easier to get water out of a rock, because God did it, than to get pure praise out of some people. They come to church with their mind on their problems, their pressures, their events, their responsibilities, their pleasures, their this, their that. Amen. You can't hardly get them focused for an hour in church. Can you say amen? How in the world are they going to keep the victory when they get out of church? Amen. Can you say amen? They can't even smile in church. How in the world are you going to convince somebody that you know the maker of the seas and the winds and the earth? Amen. And that you know the one that is the answer for all of their problems, if he can't answer any of your problems. Can you say amen? I don't want victory just because, amen, I don't like the pain and pressure of defeat. I want victory because I represent a great king and a wonderful kingdom. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I said, I represent a great king. I represent a mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't represent a God who's bankrupt, whose heaven is brass to me. I represent a God who is King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to stay depressed. I would refuse to get depressed if I could. But sometimes I just can't help it. But there is lifting up. There is one that I can say of him what David said of him. The Lord is a shield for me. He's my glory, and he's the lifter of my head. Why? Because salvation has come. Jesus is seated because there's nothing left to do. Except come get us when the time comes. Only time he stands up is when you're weak and failing to make intercession. And what's he praying for? That the devil won't get us? No, that our faith won't fail. Can you say amen? Faith in what? In what he did. In what has been accomplished. Praise God. Wow, hallelujah. Ruth, if you do that again, I'm going to run. I'm going to run anyway. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this scripture. We're going to shout. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palms in their hands, and cried. Wouldn't it be something if this was the last Palm Sunday here that we would ever celebrate like this? But the next one, to join brothers and sisters from all over the world. And angels are going to be handing out palms. Can you say amen? I said there's palms in their hands. I said there's palms in their hands. Amen. What do you think they'll be saying? Gotta be Hosanna. Amen. Salvation is here. Salvation has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they cried with a loud voice saying, salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Oh, restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Some people think it's a given and got over it. Amen. The greatest thing to celebrate here is not the healing of your blind eyes, but the opening of your spiritual eyes. Can you say amen? It's not the healing of your body, but the healing of sin's deadly wound in your soul. Hallelujah. Amen. When the church gets excited about being saved, other people might want to hear our testimony. They just might want to listen to us. This old wore out, drug out, beleaguered, beat up attitude will not convince anybody of what you possess. It's got to get beyond that. You got to start saying the hosannas in your heart. Can you say amen? Everybody say Hosanna in your heart. I like to think of all our worship in this age as a rehearsal for the age to come. One day we who by God's grace have been faithful to the Lord are going to stand with innumerable millions of angels and believers from Bangladesh, Poland, Egypt, Austria, Iceland, Cameroon, Ecuador, Burma, Borneo, Japan, and thousands of tribes and peoples and languages purified by Christ and palms of praise in our hand. As we raise them to salute Jesus, we'll see an endless field of green shimmering with life, pulsating with praise. And like the sound of 1,000 choruses, we'll sing our song of salvation while the mighty Christ with heartfelt love looks out over those who he bought with his own blood. Amen. And he sees the reward for all the suffering, shame, and pain of the cross. And he sees it in our praises. Yes. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hosanna. The word moved from plea to praise. It moved from cry to confidence. So when we say Hosanna, let's make it personal this morning. Let's make it filled with confidence and faith. The Son of David has come. Amen. He saved us from guilt and fear and hopelessness. Salvation belongs to our God and his Son. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Say it with me. Hosanna in the highest. Say it with me again. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Do it. Your heart. It begins in your heart. It can't just get in your mouth. Amen. Hosanna in the highest. Do that with me. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Do you even know what I'm doing? Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. We're not just going through calisthenics here today. If you don't get this in your heart, you know what's going to happen? You're going to go out that door without a Hosanna in your heart, without an understanding that it's done. And you're going to hit a hard place. And when you hit the hard place, I don't want to be around you. You know why I don't want to be around you? Because all of your lovey-dovey can go mean and sour real quick. It can go south in a hurry. Just like that crowd. Can you say amen? Just like that crowd. But if they understood what we understand and are responsible for. Can you say, I said, and responsible for. I can't get away with whining. I'll try it. And God don't hug me when I whine. God don't hug me when I whine. Why don't God just come and do what I feel like I need? Oh, God, why don't you help me out? I don't know why you're blessing other churches, not mine. I don't know why that evangelist is doing so good and I can preach better than him anyhow. Come hug me, Lord. No, he ain't going to hug me. He ain't going to do nothing but sit there and pat his foot and say, my, close his ears. And when I quit all that nonsense and say, Hosanna. In the highest. Yes. Hallelujah. Salvation has come. Praise God in Jesus Christ. It's come. Hosanna! In the highest. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And he sees my palms in praise. Can you say amen? I said he sees my palms in praise. And I have Palm Thursday. Or Palm Wednesday. More than likely, I'm going to have a Palm Monday for sure. Can you say, man, hallelujah, that I need to praise him in spite of the circumstances? Say it with me again, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna means that you can be saved now. Hosanna means that you can be delivered now. Hosanna means you can be healed now. Hosanna means you can be set free now. The Messiah, the Redeemer, the Deliverer, our Savior has come and he's here now. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And if you keep going to God without that Hosanna and an understanding of the finished work of Jesus, you will go from singing his praise to questioning his love. To being angry at him for not doing what you thought, the way you thought, in the time frame you figured on. Amen? And God wants you to grow up and grow out of that. Because if I didn't grow up and grow out of that, I would not be standing here ministering to you today. I would have been defeated and quit a long time ago. But I'm here ministering with joy in my heart because Jesus has won the victory at the cross. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And my plea has turned to a praise. You'll get a lot more from praising him than you will complaining. Can you say amen? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They showed him palms too because they gave their life like this. My life, my future, my living or dying, everything. See, most people say, God, I want you to do that. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And I want you to do it in a timely fashion. Because if you don't do this and that, then why should I praise you? I didn't get my answer. Amen. You know what you need? You need to be taken to the woodshed. Yes. And given a good spanking. I don't mean a good talking to. I'm doing the talking to you. Seems like that's not going to do it. Can you say amen? It's going to take the woodshed. Yeah. And you think God won't do that? Just keep it up. Amen. God will do that if you belong to him. Yes. He chastens every son that he loves. And believe me, that will bring it on. Yeah. Can you say amen? Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep playing the role. Just keep playing the game. Just keep the joy of Jesus suppressed because you got problems. Hey, join the club. Yeah. I got problems. I'm going to tell you straight up. If I didn't have Jesus, I'd be drinking something, shooting something, toking something. And you wouldn't want to be around me. Because life can make you mean. I remember just before we left the other church and we began to move around, God began to move in us and do some things. I used to kind of think this way. I thought, boy, there's some people better hope I never backslide. I'm feeling awful discouraged. I don't want to backslide. But I thought, see, most people think if I backslide, I'm going to make up for lost time. I'm going to go to the X-rated movie. I'm going to go get drunk. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, my thoughts were, if I ever backslide, I'm going to look somebody up and put something on them. The Ajax can't take off. Can you say amen? You say, Brother Bimble, little as you are, it's a good thing you didn't. Well, you're probably right. But then on the other hand, I mean, there were some people, I had to get a lot out of me. And it wasn't just that I wanted to hit somebody. I wanted to tell some people what I really thought. Amen. Before I prayed about it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. I wanted to get my lick in. I wanted to get it in. Amen. She's smiling. She said, I can't believe you. Amen. Poor little old white preacher gonna go out there and break bad. No, listen. This is with this right here. It ain't with that right there. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen to me. Amen. Listen, I don't want to backslide. I don't want to let this get away from me. I don't want to lose the victory. I don't want to lose my joy. I don't want to have to put something on at church that don't work at the house.
No.
I want something real. I want something genuine. I want something authentic. There's a song I think we all could sing if we really want revival. It's not my brother, nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I think we all need reviving. I think we all need restoring. I know we all need refreshing. You know why? Because most of you are younger than me. But you don't look like it most Sundays. I'm sorry, you look pretty drug out. And I don't mean just physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Some of you, it's hard for you to even stay focused through a service. There's so much going on in your life. So many other things are entering in, choking the word. And it ain't the devil that's holding back revival. And it's not the sinfulness of man. It's God's people. And if God's people can get a hold of the truth and start walking in the victory that is given us through Jesus, who is here right now, and it begins to happen right now, can you say amen? We're going to see lives changed and people touched. Praise God. Sometimes I've been up half the night and I've had some frustrating event to hit me first thing in the morning, and it's time to go sit down in front of a microphone and make a radio broadcast and cast the net for souls. And I'm telling you, I don't feel very spiritual at that given time. I wish I could spend hours in prayer and hours in study, but I don't have the hours to spend because of the demands. Can you say amen? Listen to me. And I sit down, and one time I sit down and made the radio broadcast, and I realized halfway through that I was slurring my words from fatigue. And I realized, God, I'm slurring my words. Amen. I was almost through with it, Sean, right down to the end. And I had to stop it and say, Lord, no, I will not give you my leftovers. I will not give you. Lord, come and stir me right now. Come, Holy Spirit, and stir me. Come and wake me up. Amen. I can slur when I talk to Pamela. I can slur when I call the dogs. I can let that fatigue affect me because I'm not superhuman. But right now, for 30 minutes, come and stir my soul. Can you say amen? Come, hallelujah, and stir me. Let me feel the fire of this calling that's down in my bones. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach some warmed over message. Hallelujah. I want fresh fire from God's fire pot. Hallelujah. Amen. God sat down so we could stand up. Hallelujah. And stand tall and stand firm. Well, everybody that's just thinking about developing a Hosanna heart, wave at me. Show me them palms. Hallelujah. Amen. Wave them. It's okay. If you can't get this whole thing going, just try this. Amen. I know this shakes sometimes and pulls your arm out. I realize that. I know. Will you stand to your feet today? I feel like worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God, you're good. You sent your son. He accomplished his mission. You sat down when you were done. He sat down when he was done. Can you say amen? But we're not done yet. Praise God. We're to run the race that is set before us. Amen. Some of you, the devil would like to sideline, but I'm here to stir you up if I can. And really, I can't, but I'm here to pray that as I minister, that the fire of God will come upon you, will come upon your household, will come into your prayer life. Praise God, will get into your praises. Amen. That God will some way wedge enough and get into your daily life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Get into your home life and your work life. That God, amen, wants to be a part of everything concerning you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when he does, we can sing Hosanna in the highest. Let's worship in this song. How many are stirred just a little bit? I'm not looking. Yes, I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's give him praise today. How many want revival? Yes. Amen. Won't rest until we have revival. Yes. Hallelujah. Want your preacher to keep challenging you every Sunday. Yes. Even if it hits you right between the eyes. Amen. It's okay. God loves us. He wants to stir us up. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's give him praise. Bring it up. Bring it right up. Bring it right up. Bring it up. Oh, yes.
Holy, holy Lord.
Let's give him praise.
God of power and might.
We worship you, Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy Lord. God of power and might.
Have you got your palms? Would you give him some praise? Hallelujah. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Hallelujah. It's Palm Sunday. Let God see him in praise. Hallelujah. 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 Holy. We praise you, Lord. That's my King. That's my King. Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna,
Hosanna
in the highest. Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest.
Salvation is here.
Hosanna,
salvation is here. Deliverance is here. Healing is here. Help is here.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Give him praise. God, power and might. Jesus. Hallelujah. Full of your glory, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Make the blind eyes see. Heaven and
earth
are full of your glory.
Heaven
and earth
are full of your glory.
Heaven and earth
full of your glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hosanna.
Holy, holy, holy.
Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest.
Salvation is come. Salvation has come. Salvation has come. He rules over heaven and earth and all that in them is. Who is like unto our God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let me see.
Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I challenge you right where you are, right in the circumstances you are in, to cry Hosanna. 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 Hallelujah. Salvation has come. Deliverance has come. Hallelujah. Reach out in faith. Reach out in faith. Reach out in faith. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Anytime you feel like going, you may, but I'm telling you, I just feel like crying Hosanna to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for coming today. Thank you for worshiping.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you.
Oh, Jesus, you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy.
Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you.
All over the world. In Deutschland, in Holland, in France, in England, in the Hesperides, in Scotland, Borneo, Madagascar, Finland, Iceland, in the Netherlands. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes.
Hosanna.
I don't want to be in the restaurant right now. I want to be in a church that has a heart to worship him. I don't want to be in Applebee's right now. I don't want to be at the Golden Corral right now. Hallelujah. I want to be in the presence of my King, still praising him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We turn to you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Broken lives are made new.
Oh, Jesus, that's my life.
You make us new.
Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In your presence, all our fears are washed away.
Do you feel it? Right here this morning, right here, right now.
Hosanna.
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 Jesus.
God who saves us, worthy of all our praises.
And we will praise you.
Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Come. Let everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise Him and be healed. Praise Him and be delivered. Praise Him and be set free. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna!